Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Josh Edge. Today on AK, the science of ice. If you've been following the news about the fuel delivery to Nome or the Bering Sea snow crab fisheries hiatus, you may recognize the name Kathleen Cole. She's a sea ice forecaster for the National Weather Service in Anchorage, and her services have been in high demand this winter. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has the story.
The Bering Sea crab fleet has Kathleen Cole on speed dial. Every crab captain knows the ice lady, and many of them even have her home phone number.
National Weather Service Ice Desk, this is Kathleen.
On this day, though, she's taking calls in the office. Lots of calls. The sea ice is rapidly moving south, and so Cole was answering questions like, is the ice going to cover my gear?
The main pack ice will probably stay a little bit north of you, but I am expecting it to come down to Port Moeller and then go pretty much across to south of St. George.
Crabbers' livelihoods and potentially their lives depend on knowing where the ice is. Crab pots are $1,000 a piece, so losing them is a big deal. And obviously, losing a boat is an even bigger deal.
I don't like being anywhere near the ice if I can help it. There's nothing fun about it. It's kind of neat to go up and see it. And you see it a couple times and you go, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. But now it's not so cool to be anymore. I've seen it. I don't need to see it again.
That was Brett Robinson, captain of the Arctic Hunter. While most crabbers have headed home for a couple of weeks to wait out this year's unseasonably large ice extent, Robinson is heading north, towards the ice. He pulls up a chart to explain.
If you talk to Kathleen on the ice desk, the ice supposedly is down at 56 even line. So that's 56 even line would be right there.
Robinson is hoping to skirt the ice edge altogether by running up to the west of the Bering Shelf, which is normally where the ice stops. But he's acutely aware of the danger of ending up in the ice.
The ice tells this boat where it's going to go. It doesn't let me. So if I have to drive through the ice, it's really stressful. I mean, the boat's creaking and groaning, and then you sound like you're going to be busting welds, and you just got to crawl your way through it.
1,000 miles away, at her desk in Anchorage, Kathleen Cole is definitely attuned to the fact that crabbers are counting on her analyses to avoid getting in that situation.
I worry about all of them.
But Cole says she can't tell them to go or not go, so she does the next best thing.
What you do is give them the best information you can for the weather or the ice in their area and let them make their decisions.
But this winter has been a test of Cole's skills as a forecaster. The Bering Sea ice extent is at a 30-year high right now, and it hasn't been easy to predict the ice's movement.
Beyond 5 days, it can change so drastically that you hesitate sometimes to put that out. In a situation like this, it's just such an incredible storm that you don't want to not put the information out that's available.
Cole faced another forecasting challenge with the Renda and Healy's journey to deliver fuel to Nome. It was her first ever attempt to lead a ship through the winter ice pack.
The Healy is our icebreaker, and when you're in the ice business, you know, being able to communicate with an icebreaker is really a thrill. It really has been an honor.
But she says it's also been a learning experience.
We tend to think that we overestimate the thickness of ice because that's one of the hardest things we do in our job, but in this voyage, we pretty much were a little light on the ice in most places.
Of course, it's a small miracle that Cole can predict the ice thickness at all, considering she uses satellite imagery to generate forecasts. But she loves figuring out how to interpret the images. In fact, that's what got her interested in ice 15 years ago.
Ice images are phenomenal. They're fun to look at, and when you do weather, you usually look at satellite images in a loop, so they're moving, and when you do ice, you look at one image very closely, or several images very closely, to make an ice analysis.
Cole did both weather and ice forecasting until 5 years ago, when her boss retired and she took over the ice desk. She's been busy ever since.
You know, in the winter months, it's the Bering Sea fisheries, and then as that ends and the ice starts to break up, then it's restocking the west coast, and then the northwest coast, and then the north coast, and somewhere in between all of that, we have the whale hunting and the walrus hunts. And then in the summertime, there's research for the walrus and other species.
And Cole isn't expecting it to get less busy anytime soon. She says more and more people are traveling through the Arctic, both in winter and summertime, which means her phone is going to keep ringing.
And I love it when people say, well, isn't your job going to go away in a few years when the ice is gone? Trust me, it's secure.
For AK, I'm Stephanie Joyce.